The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, today's Daf is being studied in the Shvat Barat Zekanat Yafa, Batzalav, Shvat Avram Ben Esther. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן אמן ורפואה שלמה רחמים בן לאב ומשה בן ירעאל רפת נהם רפת הנפש ורפת הגוף ורתם כרבה רבו וכי נעשו ונאמר רבים ובגן תראה איזדף על קוף יוד בית עמוד בית and we are going to start אמר רבינה קוף יוד בית עמוד בית two lines from the bottom comes the Gemara and says, Amar Ravina, Yehavinan zemna apuma de iteta ve apuma de shibbebe. So we are allowed to send an invitation, or more summons is a proper word, to the Baal Din to appear in court. Api isha, Rashi says, you can send a lady. She's on there, she goes there, she has a connection with this Baal Din. Or al pi shekhenav, or a neighbor. And we can trust that they did their mission. And therefore, if he doesn't show up to court, this Baal Din, he is established as a rebellious person. Which means you could trust that the lady or the neighbor summoned the guy to court, and therefore when he doesn't show up, you could assume he got the message and he's in contempt, and therefore you could put him in nidui. Now the Gemara gives some restrictions to this. Ela delete bemata, where he's not in the town, as she says. She'en oto ploni achshav ba'ir shebet din ba. The Baal Din is not in the city where the Bet Din is. Ve'amar l'shchenav kishiyashu ploni imru lo labo. So they told him, listen, when the guy comes back, tell him to appear. So that's the case where we allow a shechen to go make a summons. However, aval ite b'mata, no. But if he's in town, no. Lo what, as she says, lo mishamtinande, because you don't trust that the message got to him if he's in town. You don't assume that they did their job. Why? Imar, because we say lo amru le, they did not tell him. Why not? De amre ashkehinu shelihad de bet din ve amar le. Because they're going to rationalize and say, since he's in town, probably the Shaliach Betin found him and summoned him. Therefore, we don't have to do it. Because he's in town anyway. So they assume the Shaliach Betin did it. Rashi. The Amar, Shalichad de Bid Ashkechev ve'amri le, Ela, Meshadrin le od Shalichut Taharina Batre. So Betin is obligated to send another Shalichut and not rely on the lady or the neighbor in such a situation. Delo amaran ela, delo halif ababa de bedina. Not only does he have to be in the city, outside of the city, but when he comes back to the city, he cannot pass the courthouse. Aval halif ababa de bedina. But if on the way back in, he's going to pass the courthouse, lo. Again, we don't trust the lady and the neighbor. Why? For the same reason. Amre ashkichua bedina. The Amir, they're going to say, oh, he passed the courthouse. So therefore, somebody in the courthouse must have gave him the summons. Rashi, Pelo Halif Abba de Bedina, Ki Ate, Ahu Peloni le Bete, when he gets home, Let le Urha le Baba de Bedina, he doesn't go by the courthouse. Aval Khalif Ababad Bedina Lusamkina Shibeda Amni Bedina Amile. Right, they're gonna say Bedina told. Veno Amran Ela de Ate Biyome. And this is only talking about as well the Ate Biyome, that what? That the guy is returning home that day. The day that they tell the neighbor to summons him, he's out of town, but he's returning that day. However, aval lo ate biyome, lo. Why? Ema ishteluye ishtale. You assume they're going to forget. Bentin tells the lady or the neighbor, go summon the guy. If the guy's not showing up for 2 days, oh, it's out of their mind already. Therefore, you cannot trust. Again, always know that you cannot trust, meaning that if the guy finally doesn't show up to Bentin, you can't put him in chayrim. Because you say he never got the summons. Maybe he didn't get it. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rava, Hai man, Techativ ale pitiha, al de lo ateledina. Which means, certain fellows in contempt of court. So they wrote on him a pitiha. Pitiha, we explained, is a nidui paper. Right? Because he didn't show up to court. Ad de ateledina, lo mekar'inan le. Until he shows up to court, they don't rip it up. Meaning, he has to show up. Va'fagav de amar atena atena, that she says. Even the guy says, I'm coming. He actually has to show up to the court before they rip up the shtar nidui. Al de lo tsayit ledina, let's say he went to court, but he's not following the judgment. Rashi, she'amru lo tse ten lo velo kiyem. The court ruled, pay the guy, and he doesn't pay. So they wrote up a shtar nidui against him. Ad detzayit lo mekar'ina ne. Which means until he actually makes the payment, they don't rip it up. That's the first shita of Rabba. But Gemara says, velahi. Which is, even though the guy says, I'll pay. Not enough. He actually has to pay before they rip it up. But the Gemara says, it's not the halakha. Kevan de amar tzaitana kara'ina la, which means once he says I'm gonna obey, they rip it up immediately. Nashi de tzaitana kara'ina le altar de dilma lit le zuze. Maybe the guy doesn't have money. Vashta hashta betarach aval batal le dina kol kama de lo ate afkirutah. But in the first case, he doesn't show up to bed. Din, he's I'm coming. Yeah, you're in contempt. We don't rip it up until he actually shows up. When it comes to paying, so long as he says, I'll pay, then you give him the benefit that he's just trying to muster up the money in order to get it. Therefore, you rip it up immediately. Amar of Hazda. Now we discuss how we toveya somebody to bedding, which means before we put him in nidui, you have to give him an hazmana, you have to give him a summons. How do you summon somebody? Kovim zman sheni, v'hamishi, v'sheni. First you invite him, you summon him on a Monday. He doesn't show up on Monday, come up on the next Monday. That's when Beit Din sits, Mondays and Thursdays, right? That she says, Kuv'im zeman liyom sheni b'shabbat. V'im lo yavo mezamenim otod yom hamishi. V'im lo yavo mezamenim otod yom sheni. Okay? Ve'ad v'mahal lo kadvina petcha, shekol ayom mamtinim shema yabo. You don't write the shtar until the end of Thursday, because you can come to Beit Din the whole entire day. Now, it says, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, Zimna v'zimna batar zimna, which is basically three times, Zimna v'zimna u'batar zimna, u'machar on Friday, kadvina, and that's when you write it. You don't write it on Thursday, because again, you can still show up on Thursday right before sunset. So therefore, you don't write it until the next day. Rav Aseh ikla be Rav Kahana. Rav Aseh was in the midrash of Rav Kahana. Haza hahi itita. He saw a certain lady. De azmina ledina befanya. So he summoned her to court befanya, which means in the evening. Ubit safra, already the next day, in the afternoon, in the morning, katab ala petiha. He already wrote a shtar against her, binidui, that she didn't show up to court. Amar le, lo saval le mo lehad da amar av chazda, kuv'im zeman sheni v'hamishi v'sheni. What happened to Monday, Thursday, Monday? Right. So Gemara says, amar le, hani mi li gavra, the anis vilete b'mata. You only say that by a man that's preoccupied, that's busy, so you give him the benefit that that's why he didn't show up. However, the lady's home. Where is she? They know Atah, she doesn't even show up right away. She's considered rebellious immediately, which is a man. He said he's busy, he's out of town, whatever it is. So you give Monday, Thursday. But a lady, where is she out of town? She's home. She doesn't show up to court. She doesn't show up to court right away. Moredet, you're right, the start against them. Amar of Yehuda. Now the Gemara says, certain times you do not summon people to court. Lo yavinan zimna, lo biyomen nisan. Right? You don't give a summons to come to court, not in the month of Nisan, because people are busy. That's the time of Katsir, that's the time of harvesting. Ve'lo biyomed tishrei. That's again also the time of the Bitsina, of the grapes. Lo b'ma'aleh yomat taba. You don't send it to him on Erev Yom Tov. Ve'lo b'ma'aleh shabbeta. Nor do you send them a summons on Erev Shabbat. The thing is over here is, because they're busy. These days people are busy, and therefore what? They cannot come to the Beit Din. Rashi. Lo yavinan zimna biyomei nisan, en mazminim adam ledin b'nisan, u'b'teshish b'zman kasir u'basir. Okay, in that time as well. Aval, mimei nisan, lebatal yomei nisan, but to summon him in Nisan for a date after Nisan, biyomet tishre, lebatal tishre, to summon him in Tishri for a date after Tishri, kavrinan. Good. Mimaale shabbeta, lebatal maale shabbeta, lo kavrinan. But to summon him on Friday for a court date after Friday, you don't. Maitama, he's too busy in preparing for Shabbat, and therefore he's going to forget. Therefore it's a hectic time, therefore you don't summon him. Amar Rav Nachman, lo yavina zimna, lo libne chala bechala, velo libne rigla berigla. People used to come to the rabbis the Rasha on Shabbat, that was called the kala. And people used to come to the rabbis shi'ud before the regel, to learn the laws of the regalim. That was a place where you'd see people. We don't issue summons in the shi'urim. Why? Because people are going to stop coming to the shi'urim. If they know that they're going to go to the shi'ur, that's where they're going to get caught, and Beit Din is going to give them a summons to come to Beit Din. So they said, no giving summons to Beit Din at the shi'urim. Ki havu atu lekameh de Rav Nachman. Sometimes it happened that Rav Nachman used to give a shi'ur, and the people would come with a court paper to bring a guy to Beit Din with a summons. Amar lehu v'chil didchu kenufaychu, which means you think I gathered all these people together for your purpose, so you can come summon them to court. They came for Devarei Torah. So Yomara says v'aydana diikar ramai haishinan. But today you have crooks that they hide out in the shi'ur in order that they shouldn't get muzman to the Beit Din. Today, he can even invite them or summon them in the time of the Derasha. Now we go back to what we learned in our Mishnah. It said in the beginning and at the end of the Mishnah, Ibaya davar sheyesh bo acharayut hayavim leshalem. What was that talking about over there? That was talking about where a father stole money, and he gave it over to his children. So what did we say? We had a whole mahlok between Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Hamma, how to understand the case where, let's say, the children, let's say they consumed the gezel. So if they consumed it, according to Rabbi Bar Hamma, even if they consumed it before Yeush, there's no problem. According to Rav Chisda, Dafka Le'achar Yeush. In any event, we said that they don't have to pay, bottom line. If they consumed it, they don't have to pay. However, we said, if the father bequeathed the child Acharayut Nechasim, we had a machlok, and had to interpret Acharayut Nechasim, either it means land, And therefore there's a shi'bud already on the land. So therefore they have to pay back. Even if they consumed it, they have to pay back the land. Or we had another interpretation, shi'bud nechasim means, al-harayud nechasim in the Mishnah means, if the item is something that is recognizable, like karka, in the, for example, it wasn't consumed. The father stole a talit. Okay? And everybody knows that this talit belongs to the other guy. So then we said, for kavod avihim, since they know that this talit really is not his, it should be returned. Which means, even though, let's say, according to Rami Bar Hama, you have, let's say, in the case of Yeush, and Shinui Reshut, because the Reshut of the Yoresh is like the Reshut of a Lokayach, so you have a Shinui Reshut, and a Yeush, really should be Konet. But for Kavod Aviyim, return it. But without that reason of Kavod Aviyim, they will be able to keep it. In any event, the Gemara is going to explain now that line in the Mishnah. If there's acharayut, they have to return it. Again, we're talking about the, obviously where the item is kayam, the item is around. We saw this already on yesterday's daf. Rabbi taught this Mishnah to Rabbi Shimon, his son. It doesn't mean karka. Even if it's a cow that they plow with. Hamor mechamer acharav hayavim la'azim b'pnei kevod avihim, out of the respect for the father. Okay, like we said. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, ba'amine Rav Kana mirav. Rav Kana had a question from Rav. Mita umisev aleha shulchan ve'ochel alav mahu. You're giving me items that are well known. The guy's para, which is in public, so you know that para was stolen. Or the guy's chamor. But what about things that are usually inside the house? Like a table or a chair? Do we say that since these items are more inside the house, it's not so well known, and therefore there's no inyan of kavod avihim in such a case to return it? Amar lo, so Rav tells him, ten lechacham v'yachkam od. Which means, well, once I told you they have to return the chamor, they have to return the para, so add that also. And it only means those two things. I gave you examples. But Uadin, all items that are misuyamim, they're items that are designated items, so therefore you have to return them as well. Look at Rashi, please. Rashi says, "Mita v'shulchan ma'u." It's the last Rashi or two Rashi's right before the end of the Mishnah. Keman de'mimidi deka bego betehu. Since like a table and a chair, these are items that are inside the house. Ve'lo mitchazel ama ki para v'chamor ve'leka ziluta. It's not such a zilzut to the father. Why? Or dilma keman de'nafke v'ale inchim. What do we say? Oh, since people go inside and out of the guy's house, v'chazul l'chuika ziluta. So the Gemara came along and said, yes, Tim, Nahakam, Liyakam, Od. Now, all this really is not Nogeya al Halakha, and I'll tell you why. We don't hold like Rami Bar Hama that says, Rishut Lokeyah, Rishut Yoresh is like Rishut Lokeyah. We hold that Rishut Yoresh is not Rishut Lokeyah. So therefore, in all situations, you have to return the item. Because all you have is Yeush. Yeush without Shinui Reshut, whether it's a Davar Mesuyam, or whether even if it's a not a Davar Mesuyam, where it's not a Zilzul to the father, still you have to return it. This whole is question is then, if you hold Reshut, Yoresh is Reshut, because you have a Shinui Reshut. And you have a Yeush. But still in certain cases where the item is a discernible item, we don't want the kids to hold an item where the people say, oh, hey, that's the item that the father stole. We know that item belonged to someone, so that's just para. That's not zizul for the father. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Bar Hama, it applies not only to things that are external items, like a para and a chamor, but even internal items in the house, because people know personal things as they walk inside people's homes. Mashaykh, according to Rabbi, that we posek, like that they shoot look. Yoresh is not like Reshut Lokeyah. So you have to return everything. Because bottom line, all you have is Yeush without a Shinui Reshut. So this whole discussion is not the halakha. Okay, now we go to the next subject. Mishnah. En portin lo metevat hamoksin velo mikis shel gabaim. Okay, now we talk about the tax collectors. Tax collectors, basically, the Gemara is going to explain, they're dishonest. The money in their purse is considered stolen, for whatever reason. Therefore, they don't want you to take change. They don't want you to give them, let's say, a big coin, and they're going to give you small change for transaction, because the money in their purse is stolen. Therefore, they don't want you to have anything to do with them in transaction. So the Mishnah's language is, and portin, you cannot make change. Lo metevata mochsin. Now, what's a moches? Moches is the regular tax that they take from the travelers that go from city to city. So they tax, like a tariff that they charge on goods, for example. The lo mekishel gabaim. Gabaim is, right, the verse, moches is like a customs. And gabaim is more like the tax collector that takes from the head tax. Mm-hmm. Put everybody on people, not on merchandise. Again, all these items, again, are because there's gezel. But that's the explanation that they're saying it's a repugnant thing to do because you don't come from gezel. Now, the next subject we just have to clarify is even though people that usually pay the tax make yush. Now, by him taking it, you have yush and a shinui reshut. So the chaura, yush and shinui reshut, is koneh. Now, what's the problem with that? So the Mefarshim say, but you're not allowed to do that l'chatahila. You're not allowed to do that l'chatahila, to take an item that you know is stolen and use Yehusha Shiru Rishut to be konet. And secondly, could be by doing that, you're Oved Lefnei Avedo Tetem Mechshol. Because now that you're going to go take change from the guy, you cause the guy to continue to steal, or you're giving him an incentive and enabling him. So therefore, they don't like it, even if you have a Yehusha Neshinui Rishut. Now, nor could you collect tzedakah from these people. Because the money that they're giving is stolen money. But you could take money from the tax collector's personal money. From his own pocket or from his house. Meaning, you don't assume that what's in his house necessarily is gizel, but from the actual pouch, there's gizel in there. Or minashuk, or from the market. What does that mean from the market? It's only in the stuff that's in his kis. But you could take from what's in his house, or if he has money in the market. He has money in the market. So the gezerah was only on stuff mamash in the purse of the tax collector.
Yeah, translated from the coins he has in the street.
Like yeah, coins out in the street. Exactly, outside of the purse. Tana, Gemara. Tana, aval noten lo dinar, venoten lo et ashe'ar. Let's say he owes tax. So he's able to pay a dinar, and he can give him change. Because there, he's just trying to save himself money. So therefore, to save himself, he's able to take the change. Rashi, aval noten lo dinar, hayav lo perutan lo moches, if he was hayav, let's say, money, to the tax collector, mena meches, b'shaveh hatzi dinar, he only has to pay half a dinar. Ve'en lo haperutot, but it doesn't have change. Noten lo dinar kesef, u'mekabel emenu perutot b'shaveh hatzi dinar, this shu kimatzil miyado. That everybody, you're just trying to recover. You know what? What are you going to tell the guy? Keep the whole coin? No, you can recover for yourself. That's matzil miyado, is okay. That Gemara says, u'mochsin. Oh, so these are the tax collectors. So we're assuming over here what? That whatever the tax collector has, or the tax collectors that we're talking about, they're thieves. The money is taken illegally. What do you mean? Usually the king appoints the tax collector. How did the tax collector work in the olden days? The king would pay a flat fee to a certain guy, which means, I'm sorry, the fellow would pay a flat fee to the king. I'm giving you $10,000. King says, happy, I got my $10,000. Yeah, you collect whatever you want. Go collect. So therefore, he's being sanctioned by the government. Right. And we have a law, dinar de malchuta, dinar. The law of the land is the law. So therefore, whatever he's taking, that was already sanctioned by the king. So how could you come along and say it's gezel? Why is it gezel? It's dinar de malchuta. She says, v'ze shikimel tameches min ha-melech bedvar katsuv, kak ve-kak l'shana, en gazal. I mean, he bought the rights for a certain fixed price to charge the tax. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Hanina Bar Kana, Amar Shmuel, Bemoches, She'en lo kitzba, which means that she says en lo kitzba, en lo notel kekol hefso, which means I guess the Gemara assumed we're talking about everything is fixed. He pays the government a certain amount of money, and he gets the right to collect a certain defined tax. All right, that's not guess. That's the idea about kutadera. But we're talking about a guy that takes more,
unlimited.
So the boy, it's whatever he can get. So that's already gives him. So en lo kitzba, there's no kitzba. He takes whatever he wants. Deber biyanai amri b'moches ha'omed me'elav. Okay, that's even worse. The guy's not even sanctioned by the government. He's a self-appointed tax collector, like a mafia, and he just takes the tax himself. So that's gezer. Ika dematnila aha. Some have this statement legabe the following: Lo yilbash adam kilayim afilu al gabe asara begadim leabriyach bo et ameches. We have a Mishnah that says like this. A person, we know, is not allowed to wear sharpness. In the olden days, the tax collectors would only charge you on merchandise, but not stuff that you were wearing. So a guy wants to take his sharpness merchandise, put it on and wear it in order to get past the customs agent. So Gemara says, Lo yilbash adam kilayim afilu al gabe asara begadim. Even if he's wearing it, let's say, on top of 10 garments. Now, why can't he do that? So the Mishnah first analyzes. The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva de Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Well, let's got to get this right text over here. Mutar lavriach et ameches. So let's get it again. Matnitin de lo k'Rabbi Akiva. This Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Kedei lavriach et ameches, ve'af al pi she'en kavanato lehana'at levisha. The Yisur in Sha'nez is what? That you're wearing it for hana'ah of warming yourself, to have pleasure. El lavriach bo b'bishat kalayim. Here, your kavanah is not for the hana'ah shebo. Your kavanah is to avoid the tax. So the Gemara says again, Lo yilbash adam kilayim afilu al gabe asara. You cannot do it. Why is matnitin lo k'Rabbi Akiva? The Tanya asur lavriach et ameches. Oh, that's Tanakama. Tanakama says asur lavriach et ameches. You cannot avoid the taxes. Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Akiva mutal lavriach et ameches. And what's the logic? Rabbi Shimon is saying this name of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon holds that Tabar She'en Mitkaven in Masechet Shabbat is mutar, so long as it's not a psik reshe. Here, my kavana is not to wear sharpness. My kavana is lavriach et ameches. And while we're talking about a case where it's not vaday that I'm going to get a hana'ah from the sharpness, so therefore he says, no problem. So the Gemara says, "Bishtam aliyan kilayim be'akam epalke." I can explain the mahalok between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon legabe kilayim and say, "Temosa b'adav Hashem mitkaven mutar, or Mosa b'adav Hashem mitkaven asur." I can explain the mahalok legabe kilayim, legabe the mahalok between the Biyuda and the Bishon and Masechet Shabbat. What do they by the Hashem mitkaven? The Shitan says asur to do it because the Hashem mitkaven is asur. And the one that says mutar, well, like Rabbi Shimon, that says the Hashem mitkaven, where there's no psik neshe, will be mutar. Ela davriach bot ameches mishare. But how could their opinion be to say that, what, are you able to avoid the taxes? So the dinah de malchut, that question was said to Gabed is avoiding the taxes by wearing the shatnez. So Gemara gives the same answer. Amar Hanina, Bar Kahana, Amar Shmuel, Bemoches, She'en lo kitzba. Again, the guy has no limit. Which means he's taking more than he's allotted. Okay, or the better be an ayam of Moches, Amen Mehelav. Or the second answer is somebody where he's self-appointed, where he's not appointed by the king. And some learned this in a different Mishnah. The case is talking about over here, you have a guy that has goods. And now somebody comes and wants to steal the goods. So he comes along and he wants to say, oh, these items don't belong to me, they belong to the king. Or he wants to say that these items are tiruma, they're kodesh. They're really not. but he wants to impress upon the Gana that they really are, so he wants to make a nidir. So he's going to say, I'm making a nidir. If these items are not teruma, I'll be forbidden to eat all the fruit of the world. Now by making such a nidir, the guy says, okay, he wouldn't have made a nidir if it's not true. So the Shia says, are you allowed to make such a nidir, and is such a nidir binding? So the Gemara says, nudrin. You're allowed to make such a nidir. Again, what's the nidir? That you're saying that the goods that you have either belong to the king, or the goods that you have either belong to Tiruma, and your nidir that you're making is, kunam alai, the whole world's fruit, if this item is not Tiruma. But you're allowed to make such a nidir, and in your brain, you're able to think that really is disqualified. Or in your brain, you're saying, I'm only making this nidir, that the fruit of the world's asut to me for 2 seconds. Or something like that. Or you're able to disqualify the nidr in your brain. Normally you cannot disqualify a nidr in your brain, because it's nevarim shebalev. But in this case, the rabbis say you can. Why? Leharagin, ulharamin, ulmuhsin. Who are these three types of guys? Look at Ashi, Nodrin, first one line. Kunam kol perot alai, im ed tevuazu shel bet ha-melech. Horgin, rotzin, murderers. Hormin, bale, tigra. People of Mahloket, Umeriba, Gozle Mamon, people that steal money. So the Gemara says, and what are you allowed to make the nidid? Sheisha Tiruma, Sheisha Bet HaMelech, Afapi She'en Osha Tiruma, Afapi She'en Hashel, Melech U'mochsin. Even though it doesn't belong to them. So really you're allowed to sidestep the tax collector by saying the item is Tiruma, make a false nidid, and don't worry, the nidid is not going to be Hal. Oh, back to the question. How can you sidestep the tax collector? The law of the land is the law. Same answer. Either he's taking more than he's allotted. New answer. Let's talk about where it's a goy tax collector. Jeez, that's why you're allowed to avoid him. So comes Gemara and says, Netanya, Yisrael, and how do we know you can avoid a goy? This is really telling you, it sounds like you can avoid a goy, you don't have to pay him. Sounds like even if he's appointed from the king, and even if, let's say, he's taken what he's supposed to take, as Kanani guy, avoid him. So comes Gemara and says, Netanya, Yisrael uKanani Anas. Let's say you have Yisrael, and a Kanani Anas is like a bully Kanani guy in the court. And the Kanani bully is claiming that the Yisrael owes him money. So basically the Gemara is going to say, you do anything in your power to exonerate the Yisrael. What do you do? Sheba uladin, they came to the court. Imatay yakod zakeu bedine Yisrael zakeu. If you're able to exonerate the Jew using Jewish law, use Jewish law to exonerate. Ve'omer lo, kach dinenu. That's our judgment. Bidine kenaanim. If you can exonerate him using goy law, zakehu. Ve'omer lo, kach dinchem. And tell the goy, that's your law. Ve'im lav, ba'in alav ba'akifin. And if you can't do that, you go circumvent. Go around, figure out a way. That she says, bechokhmah. Ad shepotlin et Yisrael. Deve Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva omer, en ba'in alav ba'akifin, mepene kiddush Hashem. No, you can't go around because the people are going to come along and say that's going to be really a halud Hashem. So you can't really fool around like that. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva tamadika kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Akiva was only worried about if you're going to start fooling around, circumventing the law, it's going to be a halud Hashem. Ha'leka kiddush Hashem ba'in. Oh, but without that, no problem. You can even go around ba'akifin. So therefore, what do you see? You see that when it comes to Gezel of a Kanani, you have no problem. Then when the goy tax collector comes along, the Gemara is saying, avoid him. Tell him, it's teruma, it doesn't belong to me, avoid him. Just like you see in the Gemara over here. Then when the guy comes to court, you're allowed to circumvent it in order that he doesn't have to pay. Because that's the deal. Look at that sheep, please. Memocheshu kenani anas. Ve'en lahush im gozlo, heka deleka hanul Hashem. She'en right, which means we're talking about a case where the guy's a goy, and therefore, if there's no halul Hashem that will come out of it, Nobody knows the guy's lying. He said it's Teruma. If you can get away with it, to get away with it. That's what Gemara says. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Gemara says, the Gizakarani Mishare. What are you talking? Are you allowed to steal from a goy? That Tanya Amar Bishumon, Davar Zedara Shabi Akiva, Akiva himself. Kesheba Mezifirin. Minayin the gez of Kanani Shu Asur. How do you know it's Asur to steal from a Kanani? Tamud Omar. Achare Nimkar Geula Tiye Lo. This is talking about an Eved Evri sold himself to a goy. He needed the money, so he sold himself to a goy. So the law is, you have to go redeem the Eved Evri from the goy. And the Torah is going to teach us, you have to pay. You can't just go in and kidnap the Eved Evri and take it. You got to pay the goy. The Gemara says, Minayin shelo yimshechenu v'yitzeh. Is that the Gemara's language? Hello. Shelo yimshechenu v'yimseh. To teach me, you can't pull him out. You actually have to pay. Now, yachod yiglom alav. Do you think that you could let yourself get taken advantage? Which means, let's say the goy says, oh, you want him? Pay me double what I paid. That's what yiglom means. Do you have to pay double? Tamud omar v'chishev im konehu. Meaning you make the calculation. Yedagdek im konehu. Make the calculation. How much did he work? How much did he appreciate? How much did he depreciate? Exactly. How much did he... And make the calculation. But the point is, what do you see? You can't just steal the goy. You actually have to pay. Cannot make gezel of the Kanani. So how are you telling me over here that you can, goy tax collector, no problem. That's just to divert him. Just to tell him it's not your money. Gemara says, Amar of Yosef Nakasha. Habi Kanani, habi ger toshav. So Gemara wants to make a first answer. Yeah, when do we say he can steal? That's why a Kanani, it's a regular goy. However, when do they say it's no good? But I want to make a chiduk. A Kanani, you can steal from. No problem. That's a tax collector. But there's something called a Ger Toshav. Ger Toshav already accepts upon himself. He's not going to worship Avodah Zarah. He already accepts upon himself Sheva Mitzvot. And that's the case we're talking about, that if a Jew sold himself to a Ger Toshav, then you can't steal from him. So therefore, the Gemara wants to say, there's no sin in the Kanani and a Ger Toshav. The Ger Toshav, you can't steal from. That guy you have to treat. Therefore, if a Jew sold himself to a Ger Toshav, then you have to make the price. You can't just steal the Evidavri back. We were talking about Kanani. Oh, so comes Gemara says, no, we can't accept that. Amal le Abaye, ve'at tarvayu gabe hadadi ketiv. When the guy in the Torah that we're talking about sold himself, it was talking about he sold himself to any type of goy. Whether he was a Kerani, a Ger Toshav, whatever. And in all cases, the Torah says, you can't steal him back, you got to pay. And what does it say? Lo lecha ela leger. Shne'emar leger. Which means, look at Rashif. Again, lo leger tzedek, ela leger toshav. Shne'emar leger toshav. Mishpachat ger, zeh oved kochavim. Kishu omer ole eker, zeh nemkal avodat kochavim. Let's read Rashi, what this Rashi is teaching us. Rashi. Ger toshav, by the way, let's get to Ger toshav, the one before that. En oved avodat zara. He doesn't worship avodat zara. Ochen nevelot, he still eats nevelot, he's still good, but he doesn't worship avodat zara. Velo lecha ele lege, bekidushini, ube'erchin. The Gemara is talking about how bad is it for a person to transact in the product of Shemitah. Shemitah, you don't have to make business on the Shemitah year. Adam shenosev notem beperos shivyeit, says the Torah, says, a guy is going to start doing business with shivyeit, sof mocher et atzmo. He's going to end up becoming so impoverished, he's going to have to sell himself. Shne'emar v'nimkar lecha. He's going to have to sell himself to another Jew. Then the Gemara said, "Lo lecha, not only to a Jew, but he'll even have to sell himself to a ger, and not only a ger tzedek, but even a ger toshav, and not only a ger toshav, but even to a kenani, and not only even to a kenani, but even he'll have to sell himself to work for the avodah zara, to cut wood for the avodah zara. Let's see, ul avodah zara atzma, lachtov etzim v'lishov mayim." And then still, what does the Torah say in all these cases? You still have to redeem them and pay money to redeem them. Even by a Kenani. So you see, you can't steal from a Kenani. You still have to pay. So we're back to the question. Don't answer me, Kenani, and this is whatever. Get Toshav. No, the Torah was talking about all of them. So Gemara concludes and says, Ela marava lakasha. Kan begezelo. וכאן בהפקעת הלוואתו. Oh, so I'm going to make a chiduk. One is talking about ממש גזל. גזל עקוק, ממש steal from the goy. That already is אסור. But הפקעת הלוואה, but just to uproot what's owed, like as a loan, so that would be permissible. That's she. הפקעת הלוואה, שאין זה גזל ממש. You owe him something. So to be מפקיע yourself from an debt, that's okay. כי לקח אלו לשם, ולבריח המכס הפקעת הלוואתו. Which is when I'm trying to bypass the tax collector, so it's something I owe, and I'm using a trick to bypass, and against me there's no אלו לשם. But to ממש go steal, to go take the effort away, that's already mamash, you're stealing. So then we'll go and figure out between stealing and hafka'at halva'a. The Gemara says, no good. Amal Abaye, Eved Devri hafka'at halva'a too. The Eved Devri case is also hafka'at halva'a. Why? How does the Eved Devri get sold? He doesn't have money to... So what happens? He's selling himself, we're talking about. We're talking about the Eved, not Eved Devri, he's selling himself to a Jew or to a Beti. The guy is down and out. He sold himself to a Goy. Beitin doesn't sell anybody to a goy. On his own. He went to the goy, he says, I want to sell myself. So how does it work? So what happens is, the goy comes along and says, I'll give you money. Right? And he works his way to pay for that money. Means the work that the Jew does by the goy, he's paying his what he owes. Paying off his debt. Look at Rashi. Right, Hafkaat al Ba'ai. Look at Rashi's language. Shehilvau al Avodato. He lent him money. The goy lends the Jew money, and now the Jew works that off. Vafilu and what? That's considered Hafkaat al Ba'ai. When you're taking the Jew, what you're just really doing is you're getting free from a debt that you owe, and the Torah is saying that that is indeed asur. So don't answer me, Gezel Asur, Hafka'at Alva'ah Mutar. Taking the Eved is Hafka'at Alva'ah. The Jew owes the Goy money, and you take him. The Torah says, what? You cannot take him until you pay the Goy. So you see, even Hafka'at Alva'ah is Asur. Gemara says, oh, we have an answer. That was Abayah's question. But Abayah, Eved is Hafka'at Alva'ah too. Rava leta'ame de'amar Rava Eved Ivri gufo kanui. Oh. Eved Ivri, the way we look at it is gufo kanui. Don't misunderstand these words, gufo kanui. Only an Eved Kanani is gufo kanui. When we buy an Eved Kanani, we own the actual guf for the guy. It's like karka. Eved Ivri gufo kanui means he's kanui to the goy for his melacha. So therefore, it's not considered a halva'a. He owns the something of this worker. So by taking him, you're not taking a halva'a. It's actually gezel mamash. So therefore, gezel asur, hafka'at halva'a mutar. But the way Rava looks at it in the Eved's work, that's kufo kanui. I mean, for the melacha. When you're taking, you're actually taking something from the it's gezel itself. Good. Now, just as a conclusion to what comes out of this Gemara in Dinim. Okay, Isurei Mamon Sheben Yisrael Lenochri Asur Legzol Mikol Adam Ben Yisrael Ben Menochri Benu Ma'amin Bakadosh Baruch Hu Benu Oved Elilin. Okay, Gezel Agoy, the Gemara Adam make a Chiluk in that. That's already Asur. Gezela VeHafka'at Halva'a. Now, from our Gemara Mashma, from the Maskana, there is a Chiluk between Gezel and Hafka'at Alva'a. However, that's only according to Rabba. However, Abaye did not hold like that. Because again, Abaye's question was, Eved Evri Hafka'at Talva'a. He looked at an Eved Evri Abaye as Hafka'at Talva'a, and he wanted to say that, and the Torah saying it's Asur. Lema'aseh, we posek like Abaye, that even Hafka'at Talva'a of a goy is going to be Asur. We don't go like Rabah. We go like Abaye. Therefore, even to bypass a debt that's owed to a goy is going to be Asur. Okay, Gineva. That's a Jew going into a goy's house, beseter, to steal. Sisu Torah, lo tignobu. Ona'a, overcharging. Asur, to a goy as well. Afidu oved avodah zarah. False measurements with playing around with the scale and stuff like that. Asur as well. Okay. Gineva da'at. Also, to trick him intellectually, with words, to trick him, on false information, or to mislead. Mm-hmm. Also asu, lo tignobu.
Taxi baby.
No, he says, ledugma, sochera yadua pegam schorato. Right? A guy knows that his product is really not good. You have to tell him that. You can't say, oh, it's fine. It's really, really refurbished. No, it's new. It's new. That's getting a dot. And the last thing is avrahat meches.
Tax evasion.
Hamavriyah meches b'melech Yehudi on nochri over alot tigzol. So there you go. Especially when it's dinah de malchuta dinah, where it's appointed by the government to collect it. So then already that's dinah de malchuta, and there's a certain amount. It's fixed amount. And the government is empowered. So therefore, that would be... Gemara continues, Amar Abibai Bar Gidal Amar Bishmon Hasida. Gezel Kenani Asur. Ravedato Muteret. Stealing from a goy, Asur. You cannot keep the theft of a goy. However, if you found a lost object of a goy, you could keep it. Gezel Asur. Damar Avuna Minayin Gezel Kenani Shu Asur. Shneemar. ואכלת את כל העמים אשר השם אלוהיך נותן לך בזמן שהם מסורים בידיך ולא בזמן שאין המסורים בידיך. The pasuk says, and you will consume all the nations that God gives you, which means it's only permissible to consume them during the time of war, where Kadosh Baruch Hu sanctions to conquer them. However, outside of war, it's asur to consume them. Cannot take their property. See, gezel akum is asur. Avedato muteret, but you're allowed to keep their lost object. The amar Rav Hamma Bar Guria, amar Rav minayin avedato la avedat Kenani shu muteret. How do you know that aveda of a goy is muteret? Shene emar lechol avedat achicha. Pasuk says achicha, your brother. La achicha atam mahzir, viyatam mahzir la Kenani. Which means, to your brother, you have to return. You don't have to return to a Kenani. Okay, what else is wait? Ve'ema hanimiliecha delo ate liyade, delo mechayev lahadure batra. Maybe the pasuk just means that you don't have to pick it up. However, abalhecha de ate liyade, but where you picked it up already, ema lehedere, maybe you have to return it. She's thinking, but I want to make a chaluk. Maybe you're walking by it, you don't have to pick it up. But if you picked it up already, maybe you do have to return it to the goy. Amaravina umsata. Pasuk says, umsata, and you found it. So we're talking about where you found it already. The atay liyadeh mashma. It's mashma that already it's in your hand. And still the Torah only says, la'achicha, anatri kanani. So there's a difference between gezel, and there's a difference between avida. Tanya. Huh? Yeah, even if he knows who it belongs to, he doesn't have to return it to him. Tanya, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Omer, Bemkom sheyesh chilul Hashem, afilu avedato asur. In a place where there'd be chilul Hashem, so even keeping the avedah would be asur. Now, why would it be a chilul Hashem? So let's say it's a place where the majority of the people living in the place are Jews, and the goy lost an object there, so he knows that a Jew found it. These Jews, they find stuff and they don't return it. So we can create a chilul Hashem where it was Rov Yehudim in the place that the object got lost, So then already you should avoid to making the Hadru Hashem and return it. It's Asur even. You cannot keep it. You have to make the Hadru Hashem. You have to stop the Hadru Hashem. Amar Shmuel. Now there's a whole other question. What about, it wouldn't make a Hadru Hashem, but you have a chance to make a Kiddush Hashem. So already, that's already an option. Amar Shmuel, Ta'uto Muteret. Ta'ut of a Goy is Muteret. He made a mistake. He gave you too much change. And she says, Haya chayav lo liyisrael v'ta'ab b'chashbon. He made a mistake in the calculation. He owed you money, he gave you too much. He gave you an extra $20. Delika halul Hashem, there's no halul Hashem, he doesn't know. He made a mistake. So the din is ta'ut goy mutar. Ki ha'ad Shmuel, like the story of Shmuel. What happened with Shmuel? Zavan, he bought Mekuti, from a kuti, from a goy, lakna de dehaba. Lakna de dehaba is like a pail filled with gold. Bemar de farzela, but it was in a container that was made of nehoshet, of copper, which means the goy thought he was selling him copper. And meanwhile, inside was gold. So Shmuel was getting more than he paid for. Bedale zuze. And he only sold them for 4 zuz. Ve'ebla le hadzuza. Shmuel knew that he was making a mistake, the guy. So he threw in an extra zuz. Instead of giving him 4 zuz, he gave him 5 zuz. Why did he do that? Because he didn't want to make halul Hashem. Just in case the goy will come along and say, hey, you knew that you were getting gold. He could say, well, I didn't know anything. I didn't even know the price. I even made a mistake on the price. I didn't know what was going on here. So he tried to make it as if he was unaware of what was taking place. So he made a mistake purposely on the price to show that he was not aware. If in case the goy will catch him and say, oh, you took gold instead. I don't know nothing. You said 4, I gave you 5. So the goy will think, oh, he was really confused, this rabbi. But in the end, he knew what he was doing. He knew that he was getting a better deal. Instead of getting copper, he was end up getting gold. So what do you see from the story? Ta'ut of a goy is permissible. Actually, Rashi says, Likna de dahaba b'mor de farzela, mizrak shel zahav. What's a mizrak?
Fork
of gold. Bechazkat shel nechoshet. So it's very simple. He thought he was selling him a gold fork, a copper fork, and he was selling him a gold fork. That's where she learns it. Okay. Next story. Rav Kahana Zavan Mikuti Me'a Ve'asim Havita Ve'me'a. Okay, so Rav Kahana bought from the goy 100 barrels of whatever they were buying. But the guy gave him 120, counted wrong. Ve'ibla'ale hadzuza. And again, he gave him an extra zuz to throw him off, as if he also made a mistake. So it won't be halul Hashem. Amale, but then he tells him, Hazeh, de'alach ka samchina. He says, listen, I'm relying on your account. I'm not counting it. I'm relying on your account. So the rabbis say from here, that's the only way you can rely on ta'ut agoy when he makes a mistake in the count. Well, you have to tell him, listen, I didn't count it. I'm relying on, you know, you tell me it's 100? Even though you know it's 120. You tell the guy, listen, I didn't count it. I know you told me it's 100, fine, I accept it. Even though you know already you can calculate it, it's 120, then it's okay, you can keep the ta'ut. Lavina zavan dikla. Lavina bought a tree. Who? The kuti. He went partners with a kuti, with a goy. Let's salha. For the wood. And she says, the bakaya. To chop the wood down and to use it for fuel, whatever it is. Amma lele. Now, the olden days, the way they would go partners like this, they would chop the tree down then, and they would just split pieces, meaning numbers. You get 20 pieces, I get 20 pieces. But they didn't, calculate which pieces are better than the others. So he tells his servant, the rabbi, Amar le Shamai, Kadam v'aitem mi'ikaro. Go, take the bigger pieces from the trunk. When you cut the tree, make sure you get the bigger pieces. Why? The kuti minyana yada. The kuti only knows the number. Only knows he got 10, I got 10. But he doesn't know that the fact that the trunk is a better piece of wood. So never go. On purpose he went. That's already, you see, is permissible. As she says, the kuti minyana yada. Minyana pesakim mana. He counts the pieces. Avalona tan ainav kama dakim yesh vekama gasim yesh. He doesn't calculate how many are thick and how many are thin. Okay? Comes again and tells another story. Rav Asher, havak ka'azil be'orcha. Rav Asher was walking on the road. Haza shibsha degufda be'pardesa. He saw like twigs of grapevines, and had grapes hanging down from them. In the pardes, an orchard. V'taleba ketufe de'enbe. Clusters of grapes were hanging from them. Amale l'shamayeh, so the rabbi tells his servant, zil hazeh, go check it out. Idekutininu aite. If it belongs to a goy, bring them to me. Idi Yisrael ninu lo aiti li. But if it belongs to a Jew, don't bring them to me. Now, the rabbi did not intend to steal. He intended to pay. He just wanted to know, if it's a goy, there's money, go pay the goy, bring them to me. But if it's a Jew, I don't want them. Anyway, the goy who owns the field overheard this conversation. He thought the rabbi wants to steal. Oh, if it's a goy, bring them to me. If it's a Jew, leave them. So it says, Shama ukuti davayativ befardesa. Amar le dikuti share. What? Because I'm a goy, you're allowed to steal my grapes? Amar le kuti shakil dame. Yisrael lo shakil dame. No, I want to pay for them. You, I know you'll take my money. But the Jew is not going to take the money because I'm the rabbi. So I want to pay for them. So therefore, I told my guy, if it's a goy, get them. But if it's a Jew, no. But I never intended to take them for nothing. I wanted to pay for them. Gufa Amar Shmuel. Okay. We learned a statement above in the name of Shmuel. Dina de Malchuta Dina. The law of the land is the law. Which means what? That when the Goyim enact laws of monetary law, for example, they collect the taxes and things like that, so therefore you have to follow their laws, especially when it comes to the monetary. Their law is binding. Therefore you have to pay. Their rulings are rulings and so on and so forth. We're bound by the government law. So the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you that the law of the land is the law. Amar Ava Teda Dekatle Dikle. The government, they cut down trees. Vegashre Geshre. And they make bridges from the trees. Ve'avrinan Alayu. And we go over the bridges. Even though they stole the trees, we still go over the bridges. If it was stolen, we would not be able to be ne'eneh from the gezer. So the fact that we're able to go over the bridges of the goyim, so you see, the law of the land is the law. Whatever the government does, it's considered, binding, let's say. And therefore, it's not considered gezer. Therefore, we're allowed to benefit from it. So comes the Gemara and says, Amale Abaye, Vedilma Mishum De'eye Ushlu Minayu Marayu. No. Have you no raya? Maybe really dina de malchuta, not dina. And the reason why you go over the bridges, because the guy that got his tree stolen, he gave up. He made yush. So already, once he made yush, so already he relinquished his. He gave up hope. Amale, ilo dina de malchuta dina hechim yasher. If it wasn't for dina de malchuta dina, yush alone is not enough. We know that. Yush enough is not enough. Yush alone is not. You need Yush and a Shinui Neshut. Yush and whatever. Here it's not a Shinui Neshut because it's the Neshut Rabbim, the bridge. So the point is, Yush is not enough. So Gemara says, Ve'ha loka avde כדה אמר מלכה, מלכה אמר זילו וקטלו מכל בגה, ואינו עזלו וקטלו מחד בגה. So what are you talking? It's not דינה דה מלכותה, because the workers of the king don't follow what the king said. The king said, go cut trees from all different forests. And they go to one guy's forest, and they cut all his trees. So they don't follow the orders. Dina de Malchuta is only when it's sanctioned by the government. But when the workers of the government don't follow the instructions, like in this case, the Gemara is assuming that they don't follow instructions when the king told them, go to like 10 forests and cut one tree from each forest. I guess not to make it so, you know, so obvious. But instead, these guys go to one bagat, to one forest, and they cut the whole thing down. So there is gezel, because it wasn't sanctioned by the king. So the Gemara says, Shiluha de Malka ke Malka. The messenger of the king is like the king. Velo tarah. It's not incumbent upon the shaliah, the king, just like the king himself, to go matriach himself, to inconvenience himself, to go to all the different places. The inu avsid anafshayu. Which means the guys that lost the trees, they lost. It's their loss. The ba'elehu the inkut mekule bageh umeshkal dameh, because they should have taken all the other forests in the neighborhood to din. I said, listen, you have to compensate me. Why do I have to pay for the whole bridge? The government took it all from me, but we all have to split it. Therefore, if they wanted to recoup some of their losses, they should go to the neighboring places and make a deal with them. The government could do but whatever they want. Which is, they have a right to claim the other people in the valley that they should be dividing it equally. But that's their problem. But the government themselves, the shaliah is like the king. Instead, you don't tell the king he has to trouble himself to go to every forest. He can do whatever he wants. It's eminent domain. So therefore, it's not considered... So therefore, it is considered dina de malchuta dina. Therefore, that's where we're allowed to go on the bridges. Okay. Okay. So now we go to the more stories about taxes. Amar Rava, man de mishtekach bebedare parah min atad de malka. Bedare is like the granary, where people store their grains over there, and they crush them, and they... So over there, the guy who's left in the granary, there's one guy left in the granary with his stuff over there, and the tax collector comes. So the deen is, he pays the tax for everybody. When the tax collector comes, he only sees one guy there. Everybody else is gone. So he pays the tax, and then he goes to his friends, and he collects it from them. So again, man de mishtakach bebedare, the guy that's found in the granary, para menata de malka. He pays the fee or the money to the king. That she says, bishvil kulam. Look at that sheet towards the bottom. Bishvil kulam. Actually, look at the one before that. De mishtakach bebedare, hayu arba'a shutafim begorin. Yeah, four partners, let's say, in the granary. והביאו שלושה חלקם בביתם. Three of them emptied out their goods, brought it home. והרביעי נמצא בגורד. The fourth guy is still clearing out the granary. They caught him over there. פרם מנתה דמלכה בשביל כולם. וכשיבואו חבריו, הם יכולים לומר שלך היה, ולא שלנו. Kids, our goods weren't there. You paid your own. ואם גבי זה ישראל ההוא, שקנה מן המלך את המס, אין כאן משום גזל, דינה דמלכותה דינה. ואם כאו תהיו מוטל לקנות ממנו. Which means, the deen is, let's just finish the Gemara for a second. והני מילי שותפה. This is talking about where they are partners. All these guys. Which means, it seems they're partners, and it's a field. So it's a field of wheat. They're all partners in the field. The one guy pays it, and he can go collect it from his friends. Aval Arisa is just, he's a sharecropper. He doesn't own the actual field itself. Arisute hu dekama pik. So therefore, he doesn't have to pay for the other people. He doesn't pay for the Bala Karka. He just pays for himself. Partners have to pay for each other, and they recoup it from each other. But Aris is just a worker. So therefore the worker pays his own tax, whatever it is for him, but he doesn't have to pay the share for the Bala Karka. Let's see the Pirush of the Suvir. You see, the Befashim say here, the tax collectors don't have to go to each partner. There's four partners, you catch one of them, he picks up the tab for everybody. No. Tax collector. Pekidei HaMelech Enam Sirichim Letroach Lazor Ahar Kol Echad Meshutafim. Does not have to go to all the partners. Kedei Likbot B'Mirvot Chalko. Whoever's around, you collect from him, and then everybody else, he pays that guy. That's the way the government works it. Ve'en bekach meshum gezel. It's not considered gezel, what the government is doing. That's the normal way of government collecting taxes. Ufichach, im goveh amasu Yisrael. Let's say the tax collector is a Jew that bought the rights to collect taxes from the government. Utalo leroken. It's okay, that's legal. Ve'chen im goveh amas nochri. If the tax collector is a goy, yesh dafka mina bekach. Which is, he's getting his tax in wheat. The wheat that he got is not considered gezel. Therefore you could buy it from him. You could buy the wheat from the tax collector now. Because it's sanctioned by the government. And therefore, dina de malchuta, dina, b'mekneh shel kama shutafim, shesh lekol echad mehem chalek bekarka, when you have partners in the karka, hare kol echad mehem mishtabed lemas ha-melech. Each one is subjugated to the king to pay the tax. So therefore, me'achar she'mishtabed de'chelko, mishtabedu gam avur she'ar ha'shutafim. We're all part of the karka, so my shabud, we're all equal. So therefore, one guy pays for the other. Aval aris, he doesn't own the karka. He just receives a percentage. Eno chelek be'karka. Ufikach eno mishtabed de'mas ha'melech. He's not mishtabed to the tax of the karka. It's a land tax. So if you cannot take anything from him. If they took from the aris, it's gezel. Now that wheat that you take from the tax collector is going to be considered gezel. Because really they have no right to collect from the aris. He's not a landowner. So basically only the landowners pay for each other. That's the normal derech, but not the aris. The amarava. Bar mata, abar mata mi'abat, which means the tax collector is able to take a collateral from one of the people in the city because another person in the city did not pay the tax.
Ponzi
smart. Yeah, look at that sheet. As she says, look towards the bottom. Bar mata. Abar Mata Me'abet Reshut Biyad Yisrael Gabaya Melech. Yisrael was the tax collector. The Mashken Ben A'ir, to take a collateral from somebody in the city. Almas Ben A'ir Havero, because of the tax that somebody else in the city didn't pay. The Dina De Malchuta Dina. It's not considered Gezer. And then the guy's got to take care of it. They go get it from the other guy. Says here, Kachu dina malchut, shenashaya govel lakachat mashkon me'achad b'bnei ha'ir, avur havero. Ufichach, it's no problem, no gezer. Umnam, ze dafka b'kne she'achayav barach. The guy evaded the tax collector, he ran away. Be'beri l'shalem. Be'bekne kaze lo mutal l'gobel l'troh. I don't got to find him. The tax collector got to look for him and search for him. And then another guy's got to go find him. It's your problem. The neighbor's problem.
Wow.
Now you want your collateral back, go find the guy for us. So that's a rule in the tax law.
The
hani mile diburla ar'a v'charga da'ishata. This is talking about the real estate tax or the head tax for that year. Aval shata de halif, but let's say last year's tax that the tax collector is trying to collect, hu il ve'ifayes malka halif. Once already the king was appeased, and he didn't get the tax on last year, you can't go back tax. Now say, oh, we're taking a collateral for it. Once he was appeased, the king, that he didn't get last year's tax, he's appeased already, he's muhail. But on this year's tax that the king didn't get yet, so the tax collector is able to take a mashkon from one guy in the city that he should go after, that he should go after the other guy. Okay, look at Rashi. V'hani mili de burla. Abrul al-Maskarka. Okay, burla is called the land tax, and charga is the head tax on the people. אבל שתת דחליף חליף, והוא הגבאי כבר פרה למלך כל קצמת שקיפל עליו שנה שעברה. Which means, whatever the king wanted from last year, they're ready, the tax collector paid him. And whatever he got, he was happy with. And he got paid whatever he was supposed to get paid. So he can't go now and say, oh, you know what, he's got to pay last year's either, now I'm going to take a mashkon. That's too late. ואין כוח למשכן את זה על חברו. Okay. ואמר רבה. Hane de dayre dare. What are these guys? They are fertilizers. They fertilize their friend's field. They bring the animals into somebody else's field. The animal fertilizer. They get paid for it. Okay? Betoch atchum. They're doing it within the confines of the city. Asu lekach mehem. Now I have to take from them what? Yeah, you can't buy animals from them. Rashi says, "The daire daire, akum, goyim, sheyesh lehem behemot umezabelim mehem sadot mischar." They get paid. Asu dikach mehem behema. Why? Sheme nitchabera im behemotim shel Yisrael veshel bnei Yisrael hu. Wow. Could be they get mixed up since they're going into Jewish fields, and these animals really don't belong to the goyim. They ended up taking the animals of the Jews, so therefore you have to be careful not to buy from these people. This could be the animals that they have is actually stolen. By Tama, what else says? Mishum de me'arba hivata de mata bahadayu. Hivata is the animals. The animals of the city are mixed up, and therefore could be he has a Jewish animal in his flock now. Chutzatchum mutar lekach mehem. Why chutzatchum is mutar? Because whatever he gets outside the tchum, it's usually not from the animals of the people of the city, the Jews of the city. The animals don't go over there. So therefore, if he's doing stuff outside the city, you don't have to be concerned that it's Jewish stolen animals. If he does fertilizing outside the city. Amar Avina, im ayu ba'alim meradefim ahareihem, afilu chutz latchum asur. If the owners of the animals are chasing them, so even if they fertilize outside the city, it's asur. I guess it's a hashash. Even if you see the guy doing outside the city, but see a Jew running, hey, give me my animal back. Even though you're not certain that he's telling the truth, that Jew that's running after him, but you got to suspect it, because he has a claim already. Even though he's outside the city, what do you mean? Well, how'd your animal get mixed up over here? I'm not even next to you. But if there's a guy running after him, then you have to be a choshesh that maybe his animal did get mixed up somehow. Therefore, you cannot buy. So basically, don't buy animals from the fertilizer people that take their animals into other people's fields. Okay. Machriz Rava ve'etima Ravuna. Okay, they made an announcement. The Salkin Le'ela. These people that are going up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Udenachtin Le'tata. And those that are going down from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. They knew the following law. Hai Bar Yisrael. V'yada Saduta Le'kuti. If a Jew knows testimony for a goy, ולא תבעו מיניה. מה זה לא תבעו מיניה? תן לי אסק את זה תסטפי. ועזל ועשיד לבדיני דקותי על ישראל חבריה, and he went to the court, and he testified against the Jew. He testified for the goy against the Jew. משמתינן ל... They put the guy in נידוי. מה טעמה? דהינו מבקה ממונה, because the judges of the goyim are taking out money Apuma dehad. They only follow one witness. Torah says, Dinei Mamonot, need two witnesses. And she says, V'nimsa shefsido shelo kedin. You're causing your friend a loss, not according to the halakha, against the halakha, because you're following goyim rules now, that they take money out on one witness. Ve'lo amaran ela had. That's all I talk about when there was one Jew. Avad betre, lo. But if there was two Jews, and they went to testify, so then already two, then the goyim take the money out.
Same
thing. That's the same thing. Therefore, the goyim did not cause the Jews did not cause the a loss. They're following the law. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Well,
you
have to be subpoenaed.
Oh. So he says over here, Ha'isur La'ib keneged Yisrael. He sued to testify against another Jew who afidu b'knes sha'ed yodeh b'vadut sh'nedbar hayev kuti, even though he knows for sure that the Jew's wrong. He knows that the Jew's wrong and the goy is right. Because bottom line, you're not allowed to take money out of somebody illegally with one witness. Mm-hmm. So therefore that's not going to be good. Okay. Halakha zu nuheged b'otam midah b'knes sh'atvehu Yisrael. Oh. The same law would apply a Jew against a Jew in a secular court. And there's one witness. So the guy cannot show up to help one Jew because bottom line it's going to be with one witness. Okay? Hagemara oseket kam b'mekle shakuti hu atoveya v'yisro ha-nedba. Corrected. The kuti is claiming and the Jew is being claimed. במקרה כזה אסור לסייע לעד עבור הכותי, because of the עד אחד. אבל במקרה הפוך, that Israel was claiming against the goy, then already he can go to the secular court. Because according to their dinim, you're allowed to take money out by one witness. So you're following their law. So when one witness comes along, so he can come and testify to get the money for the Jew, from the goy. Because again, according to the goy law, one witness would be enough. Now the Gemara says, וחד נמר, לא אמרן אלא בדיני דמגיסטה. That's one witness cannot go. That's talking about if you're in a court of magista. That's the kifarim, that's the villages. They don't know how to give good judgments over there. אבל בדבר, but let's say the government court, the real courts, אינו נמי חד עממותה שדולה. Which means, if there's one witness, they're going to make the guy make a shivu'ah. And they're not going to be mechayev mamon. Which means they'll follow our law. The law is, if one witness comes along and says, this guy owes money, so the bet din makes the guy swear that he doesn't owe the money, and he walks. That's our law as well. One witness cannot mechayev payment, but it can mechayev a shivu'ah. Mm-hmm. Understand? Two witnesses, nashiva, two witnesses you gotta pay. One witness, he doesn't have to pay, but it forces him to make a shiva that I don't know. In the small villages, it seems they didn't do that procedure. So therefore, that's against the Torah. So if you're gonna go testify, one witness is gonna take the money out of the guy. No good. But shaken in the government official courts, that's what they would do. They would force a shiva. So if you force a shiva, good, that's our law. Look at Rashi. Had amamuta shadule. Al pi yedehad en mutsi'in mamon. Third line in Rashi. Avam mechayvin ba'al din shivu'ah. Lechi sha'ed. Kedin Torah. That's the Torah law. Swear that you don't know it, that the witness is lying, and that you have to look. Amar Rav Asher. So Rav Asher says, ki havina be Rav Huna iba'yalan. When we're in the Beit Midrash of Rav Huna, we had a question. Adam Hashuv, the Samche Ale Kebet Re, Mabke Mamuna Apume, Velo Ebele Le Asude, Odilma Kevan da Adam Hashuvu, Lo Matse Mishtamit Lehu, Umatse Le Asude. What's the case of Adam Hashuv? And the Goy court believes this Adam Hashuv like two people because of his reputation. So can this guy go and testify against Israel? You know, if the court brings him now, can he be a witness? Oh, do you say, the question is reversed, do you say, since the Goyim trust this guy like two, he shouldn't show up? Because really he's not two. And the Goyim are going to trust him like two, therefore it's a problem. Because he's only one. Or Dilma, or do you say, Adam Hashuv, he cannot hide from the court. And therefore, umatzel asudeh. And therefore, he has no choice but to be married. Chilul Hashem. Gemara leaves it in a tiku. Instead, do we factor in Chilul Hashem? He's a Jew. He knows Testament is not coming along. Adam Chashuv is too high profile. So it's going to be Chilul Hashem that he didn't show up. You're right. So therefore, all the more so, that he's a high profile guy. So it's going to be Chilul Hashem. Masha'en Ken. What do you say? Bottom line, you got to evade this place because you know they're going to take you as, even in a regular court of the Green where a Shivu'a will be forced, here they're not going to force a Shivu'a. Here they're going to take money out on this one guy. So therefore, the Gemara says you better evade. Mm-hmm. Whereas we said before, one guy could show up to a regular secular court because it'll follow our laws. Mashiachin and one Adam Hashuv, they're not going to follow the laws. Therefore, the Gemara has a question. The Gemara leaves it in a tiku. Amar Rav Asher, Hay Bar Yisrael, Dezavin le'ara le'oved kochavim, Abetzra de Bar Yisrael chavre, Meshamtinan le. Okay. A Jew, he buys land for a goy. And the land is bordering a Jewish property. So they put the guy in Nidui. Which means again, you have a Jewish guy as a property. Jewish real estate guy came, and he bought the property next door to the Jew for a goy. So they put that Jew in Nidui. Why? My Tama. Inema Mishum Dina de Bar Mitzra. The law of Bar Mitzra is that always the bordering field has first rights. You can't sell it to somebody else until you go to the guy and the neighbor, because maybe he wants to expand his property. He has the biggest advantage to have the property. All right, we learned that from a pasuk, Ba'asita Yashar Va'atov, Va'amar Mor, Zavin Me'oved Kochavim, Ve'zavin Le'oved Kochavim, Leka Mishum Dina De Bar Mitzra. Buying from a goy or selling to buying from a goy or selling to a goy, the law of Bar Mitzvah doesn't apply. It only applies to Jews. Explains over here. Adam akones sadem me'oved kochavim. If you buy, let's say, from a goy, and there's a Jewish neighbor next, you don't have a problem with Bar Mitzvah because you bought from a goy. It's only when there's Jews. Or let's say you sold it to a goy. It's only a problem if you sold it to another Jew. That's when we say, Ba'asita yashar v'atod, they have the Bar Mitzvah law. So therefore, why would you put the guy in Nidui? He didn't break any laws over here. He bought it for a goy. So Gemara says, Ela da'amrinan le, arbi'it le arya amitzray. Because he can come along and say, you brought a lion
next door to me.
You put a goy next door to me. And therefore, he's going to cause me damages. It's not for the Bar Mitzvah law, but it's for the law of like potential damage. You put a lion next door to me. It seems that the Goyim, they don't follow the laws of neighbors. And therefore, they're going to cause damages and things like that. So Gemara says, Mishamtinan le ad kabil ale kol unsa da'atim mahamateh. Wow. They put him in Nidui until the guy accepts upon himself to pay for all damages that this goy potentially can cause as a result of him selling him the field.